This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
And it is. It's open lines right now where you guys can share your opinions, thoughts, theories on the cases that we're following for you. Our phone number, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We would love to hear from you. And Carol, let's go over to one of those calls right now and hear some thoughts. Hi.
Hey, Tony. It's Christy from Los Angeles. I just wanted to weigh in on the Stephen Smith updates. I guess I'm just confused. So now that these two persons of interest have been named, Wilson and Connolly, it sounds like from the report that the claim is that they did hit him with a car. So even though it's murder, it's like he was hit by a car. I thought that all of the evidence that had been discussed showed that he was not hit by a car because there was no debris in the road. His shoes were still on. Like, he didn't have the types of injuries that were indicative of being hit by a car. But now that, like, this person's stepfather claimed that he did hit him, and then now there's talks about someone on the phone with him heard tires squealing, but there's no tire tracks in the road. There's no nothing. So I'm really confused. And even like Jennifer Coffendaffer, whom I love, is a great guest, but she was saying that she believes that those are the persons of interest that are going to eventually get charged. But I guess I just don't understand, why are we going away from him being, having been beaten and dropped in the road, and now we're going back to like he was hit? I guess I'm just confused by that. It just seemed clear that the evidence did not show that he was hit by a car. But now that there's more talk about the connection of these other people, now we're saying he was? So I don't know. Whatever light you can help shed on this would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is necessarily saying that it was the being hit by a car, other than the rumor mill of what someone is saying they were originally told. Are these people of interest for a reason? Yeah, obviously, SLED has identified these two individuals, neither of whom are Murdaughs, by the way. SLED has not made many more comments. Here's basically what was said and what I think she's confused by. And I think anyone would be confused by this. But again, this is not information that's coming out from SLED or anyone like that saying it wasn't a hit and run. This is what the rumor mill is. Let me read this. Both Wilson and Connolly lived in the area near where Stephen Smith's body was found, and there is information obtained by SLED investigators, which has reportedly drawn a sharper focus on them as potential suspects. This is according to Fitz News and then re-reported by Fox News. After 5 months after Stephen's death, Wilson's stepfather, Daryl Williams, allegedly called investigators with a tip. His stepson, he said, told him that Connolly was driving a vehicle when it struck and killed Stephen Smith. Wilson and Connolly were teenagers at the time. SLED opened a homicide investigation into Smith's death June 23rd, 2021, about 2 weeks after Alec Murdaugh fatally shot his wife, Maggie, 52, and son, Paul, 22. Smith was found 10 miles from the Murdaugh hunting estate where the mother and son were killed. So it's opened. This is, you know, this is basically someone saying, this is what I was told, that someone hit the vehicle or was hit by the vehicle. No evidence shows any of that as being accurate. And my guess would be someone wanted to say something to get something off their chest. I'm not saying it's one of these two people, but I'm saying somebody said something to get something off their chest. And oftentimes when someone is telling a story or a lie or they're guilty of something, they're going to downplay it.
Right.
And so I'm guessing this individual heard a downplayed version of whatever happened. And they're just, I mean, they're repeating it. This is what they're saying that they were told. The evidence, I don't think, is going to show at all that Stephen was a hit and run. It doesn't show it. I'm not going to say it will show. It doesn't show it was a hit and run, period. So,
and don't you think at that time, now this is all hypothetical because I have no idea what happened, mm-hmm. but if it was, say, connected with his sexuality, And maybe these kids meant to beat him up because he's gay. We've heard about that sort of thing. I don't know that that's what happened here, but it got out of hand. Maybe they weren't planning on killing him and it got out of hand. They did what they did. And that was the story. We're going to tell people that he got hit by a car because the reality of it is really pretty horrific.
Yeah.
So here's the story. And you hear that sort of thing all the time. You know, people come up with a story about what supposedly happened. Mm-hmm. Evidence shows differently. And I think that's what happened in this case, that here's what supposedly happened, but the evidence isn't going to back that up.
That would be my guess as to how all of this actually did, in fact, play out. That maybe it was, you know, something where they, you know, were beating him. They were somebody. And I'm not saying who or not. I'm not saying who they are because I don't know who they are.
Right.
But whoever it was, some sort of abuse, some sort of attack, maybe went too far. And then, oh shit, we killed this kid. Let's make it look like he died in the road and dumped his body. That would be my guess. That seems to be what it kind of looks like. That seems to be what kind of the rumors would point to being, if you read between the lines of it. But obviously someone is responsible for it, and that's what they're trying to figure out. So I wouldn't put too much weight on just because this one person that made that report said that that's what happened. They're parroting what they had heard. But the evidence does not show that. So hopefully that answers that question for you. Got any insight or questions or thoughts on the cases that we are following for you? You can call us 888-5-KILLER.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Number again, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on any of the stories that we are following for you right here. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.